The prolonged and intense heat wave baking the state will last through the end of the week. National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger says when relief arrives, it will be gradual.
We'll have a gradual decline in temperatures tomorrow, and then kind of heating back up on Thursday again, and then another gradual decline into the weekend. And there's nothing really that's really pushing this high pressure away abruptly, so it's going to be a gradual decline of temperatures rather than a sharp drop.
Berenger said highs today were expected to top 95 in San Francisco, 100 degrees in Oakland, 116 in Livermore, 109 in San Rafael. In downtown Los Angeles, the high was expected to be 95 degrees, Burbank 102, Palm Springs 115 degrees, and Fresno 113. California's grid operator has struggled to avert rolling blackouts with pleas to consumers to pre-cool their homes earlier in the day, turn up thermostats, and cut back on use of heavy appliances during the hours of 4 and 10 p.m. The California Independent System Operator has also worked with commercial and business users to shift their operations, fired up more polluting generators to provide extra capacity, and worked to import electricity from neighboring states. All the while, 1.5 million existing rooftop solar systems have been generating electricity to offset demand at home and send excess power into the grid. Dave Rosenfeld, executive director of the Solar Alliance, says solar rooftops have played a major role in helping to alleviate the strain on the electric grid.
And if those were not there, we would be in a world of pain.
He says the potential for solar electricity is enormous in two ways.
Now imagine if you had twice as much rooftop solar as we have today. And imagine if all of that was attached to a battery. And that's the trend line, but we're not there yet. Then the situation that we're in today with flex alerts, so the grid would be a lot more resilient because people would be reducing their load on the grid in a really big way. And then any excess that they're creating would be stored in a battery.
The Cal ISO Electric Grid website showed that renewable sources, which are mostly solar, contributed about 30% to 33% of electric power at varying points in the day. But Rosenfeld said that statistic is misleading. It doesn't count the solar electricity consumers generated and then used themselves, which never showed up as demand on the grid. Rosenfeld says much as former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger launched a million solar roofs initiative in 2006, Governor Gavin Newsom and legislative leaders should launch a million solar battery initiative today to bring about price drops and more widespread use. Until solar, battery, and wind systems make up a bigger portion of California's electricity portfolio, the state will continue to teeter on the edge of rolling blackouts as global warming causes heat waves to become more intense and prolonged. Dalton Berenger of the National Weather Service says it's hard to specify the precise role of human-caused climate change in the current heat wave.
The thing that we can say is that this is happening in a background of climate change with warmer temperatures. So, you can expect things like heat waves to be slightly warmer or last slightly longer than they usually do.
Berenger says the state could feel the effects of Hurricane Kay and Baja California by the weekend, with a possibility of scattered rain and thunderstorms in Southern California, perhaps moving to the north. That could bring the threat of dry lightning strikes, which can ignite wildfires. I'm Eileen Alfandary, KPFA Pacifica Radio.